Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. What a roller coaster of a day in the markets. Where do we even begin?
It certainly was. The main theme was definitely geopolitical relief. We saw the S&P 500 claw its way back above that key 6,000 level after some serious intraday swings. It really felt like the market was breathing a sigh of relief.
Absolutely. Those initial U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear sites over the weekend set a nervous tone, but it seems the market quickly priced in a contained conflict, especially with oil prices tanking.
Tanking is the word. WTI crude futures plunged, 7%? Settling around $68.63 a barrel. That tells you the market isn't expecting major oil supply disruptions from the Middle East, despite Iran's missile strike on that U.S. base in Qatar.
And the details around that Qatar incident are fascinating. Reports that Iran actually gave a heads up to limit casualties, and Qatar's air defenses intercepted everything. No casualties, no deaths. That really fueled the relief trade, didn't it?
It absolutely did. You saw it across the board. 10 S&P 500 sectors finished in the green, with 8 of them up at least 1%. The only laggard, unsurprisingly, was the energy sector, down 2.5% on that oil price collapse.
So, if energy was down, where was the strength?
Consumer discretionary was a big leader, up 1.8%. And a lot of that was Tesla, which surged over 8% to around $348.71 after rolling out its robo-taxi service in Austin. That also helped the mega-cap growth names.
Interesting. And beyond discretionary?
Rate-sensitive sectors really shone. Real estate up 1.5%, utilities plus 1.3%, and financials gaining 1.2%. They were all riding that wave of falling treasury yields.
Ah, the yields. The 2-year note yield dropped 8 basis points to 3.83%, and the 10-year fell 6 basis points to 4.32%. That's significant. What's driving that? Safe haven flows or more Fed talk?
A bit of both, but the Fed chatter is definitely heating up. We had Fed Governor Bowman, a voter, saying she could support a rate cut at the July FOMC meeting if inflation stays contained. That follows Governor Waller, another voter, saying something similar on Friday.
And the market's eating it up, right? What's the CME FedWatch tool saying now for July?
The probability of a 25 basis point cut in July jumped to 22.7% from 14.5% on Friday. So expectations are definitely shifting. All eyes will be on Fed Chair Powell's testimony before the House Financial Services Committee tomorrow. He's going to get grilled on why the Fed seems hesitant to cut in July.
It's a bit of a disconnect there. We also had Richmond Fed President Barkin, though not a voter, saying he's not in a rush to lower rates. And President Trump renewed his criticism of Powell, even hinting about his term ending shortly.
Always adding to the drama. But the market seems more focused on those dovish signals from Bowman and Waller for now. Even the data today, like the flash PMIs, was pretty stable. Manufacturing PMI was steady at 52.0, and services dipped slightly to 53.1, but still expansionary.
And existing home sales? I saw they ticked up a bit in May.
Yes, up 0.8% month over month to 4.03 million. But the key takeaway there is rising inventory, while demand is still soft due to those high prices and mortgage rates. Affordability is still a major hurdle.
Got it. Shifting to individual company stories, FactSet FDS had earnings. It looked like a mixed bag with an EPS miss, but the stock did well, up about 3.5%.
That's right. The market really focused on the robust organic annual subscription value, or ASV, growth. That came in at $22.6 million, an acceleration from Q2. CFO Helen Shan highlighted that they're meeting client demands. That ASV is such a critical metric for FDS, showing the strength of their recurring revenue.
So the recurring revenue and client expansion are overshadowing the EPS miss and the slight margin contraction?
Precisely. They added 166 net new clients, reaching over 8,800, and user count is above 220,000. That's driven by wealth management and corporate segments. The incoming CEO, Sanoke Viswanathan, will have the task of addressing that margin pressure, likely through optimizing expenses and leveraging scale.
Lot to unpack there. Let's look at the broader sentiment. The WaveWriter AI analysis for SPY and QQQ suggests some consolidation with a slight upward bias, holding above key short-term moving averages. Volume, though, has been a bit light, suggesting some caution.
Yeah, cautious optimism seems to be the phrase there. SPY immediate support is pegged around 598, with resistance at 604. For QQQ, support at 530, and resistance around 535. A strong volume break of those resistance levels would be bullish.
And the VXX, the volatility index, continues its declining trend, which usually supports a more stable or bullish outlook for equities.
Exactly. Lower anxiety. However, another piece of analysis, the SA Monday report, paints a slightly different picture, labeling the sentiment as cautious bearish, with 250 buying versus 325 selling in terms of pressure, and the percentage of stocks over their 50-day moving average looking bearish.
That's an interesting contrast. How do you reconcile that cautious optimism with cautious bearish? It sounds like the market is a bit conflicted.
It is. The primary indicator in that SA report is actually bullish, but with a caution flag. It suggests mixed action as markets digest rate cut speculation amid all this geopolitical uncertainty. The weakness in semiconductors and mega-cap tech, which weighed on the NASDAQ while energy showed modest gains before today's drop, points to rotation and a lack of broad conviction.
So, the takeaway for swing traders from that report is to be cautious. Focus on relative strength in sectors like energy and consumer discretionary. But maybe steer clear of tech and communication services until clearer support forms. And keep those stops tight.
That's the gist. And watch for the reaction to tomorrow's PMI data and, of course, Powell. Speaking of which, for earnings tomorrow, we've got Carnival and Worthington Steel pre-market, then AeroVironment, BlackBerry, FedEx, and Wabash National after the bell.
FedEx will be a big one for economic read-throughs. Now let's get into some specific trade ideas. The SA Monday report mentioned KNSL for a continuation setup. What are you seeing in the more detailed breakout reports?
All right, diving into the continuation breakout ideas. ARM Holdings is looking strong. It's showing bullish momentum with really solid volume increases. The analysis suggests it's likely to test resistance near $149.60, maybe even push towards $150.50. An entry around $148.11 with a stop below $147 looks viable.
ARM has been a monster. Any others on that continuation list?
NET, Cloudflare, also shows a consistent uptrend with recent volume spikes. The target there is around $185.50 to $186. RCL, Royal Caribbean, is another one with ascending lows, targeting $274.50 to $275. And GEV, an industrial name, is breaking recent resistance, eyeing $502 to $505. Spot, Spotify, also has sustained gains and high volume, looking for $733 to $735.
Those are some clear levels. Now, for traders looking for anticipation setups, the SA Monday report highlighted ULTA. What about the ANTS breakout list?
For anticipation, CVNA Carvana is interesting. It had a strong close with an upward trajectory and healthy volumes. The idea is an upward breakout towards $324, potentially $326, with an entry near $318 and a stop below $316.
CVNA has been volatile, but certainly has its moments. What else is on that anticipation radar?
VERV, Verve Therapeutics, showed a steady close with increasing volume, signaling accumulation. The target is $11.20 to $11.25. And DDOG, Datadog, had a slight bullish engulfing pattern, suggesting upward pressure towards $129.60 or even $130.40. The report also highlighted COIN and URGN as showing strong bullish signals due to volume spikes and price consolidation, respectively.
Lots of ideas there for different trading styles. Let's do some quick hits on other news. Any major upgrades or downgrades catching your eye?
Definitely. AMD got an upgrade to buy at Melius Research with a $175 target. DoorDash was upgraded to strong buy at Raymond James, target $260. And Estee Lauder upgraded to buy at Deutsche Bank, target $95. On the downgrade side, Dow Inc. was cut to underperform at BMO Capital, and Equifax was moved to neutral at BofA.
Any other company-specific news that traders should be aware of?
Well, Tesla we covered. Apple is reportedly in talks to avoid EU fines related to its App Store and also secured a movie deal with Peter Chernin. Microsoft introduced its Mu language model. Novo Nordisk had a slew of positive data. Higher dose Wegovy, showing 21% weight loss, CagriSema with 22.7% weight reduction, and Ozempic getting an EU recommendation for peripheral arterial disease. That stock has been on a tear.
Indeed. And Amgen announced full results from its phase 2 study of MariTide. Bristol-Myers got an orphan drug designation. It's always a busy news day.
Never a dull moment. We also saw Commercial Metals, CMC, miss on earnings. And a sad note, FedEx issued a message regarding the passing of its founder, Frederick Smith.
A true titan of industry. Okay, as we wrap up, what are the key trader takeaways for tomorrow, June 24th?
First, watch those key index levels. SPY support at 598, resistance 604. QQQ support 530, resistance 535. Second, all eyes on Fed Chair Powell's testimony at 10 a.m. Eastern. His tone on inflation and rate cuts will be critical. Third, economic data. Q1 current account balance, April FHFA and Case-Shiller home price data, and then June consumer confidence at 10 a.m. That consumer confidence number, especially with the recent retail sales softness, will be important.
And for risk management?
Given the mixed signals and the cautious sentiment flags from various analyses, maintaining tight stops is crucial. The market seems to be walking a tightrope between geopolitical relief, rate cut hopes, and underlying economic uncertainties. Be nimble, watch volume confirmation on any breakouts, and don't chase extended moves without a clear catalyst.
Sound advice. It feels like a market that could pivot quickly on new information. Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
Anytime. Tomorrow's session should be an active one.
That it should. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Good luck with your trades.